Joining us now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have Chad Jarvis. He is the Newton Girls Head Wrestling Coach. And, Chad, thanks for talking with us again. How did things go over the winter break with your squad?
Well, winter break's always a tough situation. Families go places, and you miss a little action from the kids. But in general, our girls get good attitudes. A lot of girls showed up and just continue progressing. It's good and bad, because it's bad because you don't get to compete for a few weeks, but you get to relearn some things. So it's kind of nice to, you know, have some time to slow down and go over some things that you want to go over with those girls.
Yeah, a little more individual time with them maybe, since maybe some of them are like on vacation with families or whatever. You got to focus a few more on.
Correct, yeah, and most of the girls show up, but, you know, there's always a few who don't, but it slows down and, you know, have some meets so you can get, you can concentrate on some things that you want to, some positions that we need to get a little better at, and even give a little more individual time because you just got more time before and after. You're not coming from school to wrestling to this to meet to, you know, so time slows down a little bit and you just get a little more time to focus.
Well, you got back to action Thursday night up at Oskaloosa, and you ended up winning that meet. Quite a few girls picked up wins in that one.
Yep. I had one stand out. Juliana did real well. She got a big pin for us, and we had quite a few forfeits in that meet, but definitely a good experience to get our girls out there. I think this year we're 6-1 or 7-1. I think we're 7-1 in duels, so that's nice to see as a team just doing well in the dual meets. We got a couple more. We got quite a few duels coming up here in the next week, so we'll see if we continue that trend. But it should be fun. Lots, probably a little bit better dual teams. So it'll be nice to experience some of that, and hopefully we can get a full team for Newton and do well.
Yeah, 3 weeks, three meets in a week. That's quite a bit.
Yeah, we got three meets. We got two dual tournaments, and then we got a tournament on Saturday, next Saturday. So that'll be interesting. There'll be a lot of wrestling for the girls, so we'll see how they respond to that.
And one of your girls is ranked second, and that's Kylie Adams.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about her.
Yeah, Kylie's just she puts a lot of time off-season, goes to a lot of different places, does a lot of camps, just continually trying to get better each summer. That's a huge thing for those girls if they really want to grow and become state place winners or state qualifiers. They got to put a little extra time outside of wrestling season because it just makes such a huge help. So she just does a really good job of staying focused. I think some girls come into wrestling for different reasons. Kylie's her primary sport. It's the one she enjoys the most. So she spends a little more time on it, but it does show definitely has some real tough matches this year and has wrestled well in all of them. So.
And she's just a sophomore, so you're going to have her for a few more years.
Yep. She's just a sophomore, and I only see her getting better. She's dedicated. So,
we're talking to Newton's head girls wrestling coach, Chad Jarvis, and talk about the meets coming up.
We got Clark on Tuesday, and then we have Ames on Thursday, and then we have Ogden on Saturday. So Clark is a lot of smaller schools, but there's some bigger schools there, so that'll be nice for us. We'll get a lot of action, a lot of matches. I think there's eight teams going there. I don't know that we'll wrestle all of them, but they have a schedule out, so we'll get quite a few matches for those girls, up to four that night.
Wow.
Ames will be two matches that night, plus there'll be some JV there, and then Ogden, it'll be an open setting, so girls could have anywhere from 3 to 6 matches, I would say.
That's a lot of opportunities to learn.
Yeah, so a lot of matches, so we'll probably get some of those girls probably get 10, 12 matches in a week, so that'll be a lot of wrestling.
So you're really one that's really shown a lot of improvement from the day she stepped into the wrestling room down there to now?
Kylie?
Yeah, she had or is there anyone else?
Oh, yeah. I mean, really all of our girls. I can't pick one.
You don't want to sing one? Okay,
yeah, I can't really pick one. Just in general, we're just doing a better job of wrestling on the mat, getting hand control, and just fighting through it. Wrestling's a tough sport, so you got to fight through some things, fight through some adversity. And our girls are doing well in that. I'm happy with, you know, our second and third period wrestling. We did real well in that last night. Just wrestled strong throughout the whole period and, you know, did better as the match went on is what you're looking for, too. Yeah. And we did that. So.
And racking up those points.
Yes, yeah, racking up those points. And just fighting through some things. We had some girls who had some tough matches, too, and they wrestled the whole 6 minutes, which is what you need. Because it does help your confidence when you're like, oh, I was close.
Yeah.
And then that maybe the next time you get a little closer, and then maybe next time you get a win. So it's just important to fight through some of those things so that you believe that you are good enough to battle with those people.
Okay. Well, sounds like the team is developing well, and we appreciate your time again today.
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Chad Jarvis, the Newton Girls Head Wrestling Coach, joining us on today's Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.